Captain Williams is in charge of rebuilding the public health system in Al-Anbar province. That includes the city of Fallujah that was devastated in the recent assault by U.S. Marines. Recent media reports claim there's a shortage of medical supplies in the city, and a BBC report says the Red Crescent has just left the city because of security concerns. But Williams says emergency medical teams are being allowed in.
Movement is, with proper coordination, is allowed, so ambulances can get in there. It's the city is fairly empty right now, and the main presence there is military as opposed to civilian.
When it comes to civilians, Williams says his unit has helped assure there's a good supply of food, water, and medicine for the thousands of people who evacuated the city and are now staying in camps near Baghdad. He says he's optimistic that even if they can't get back into their homes, they'll be able to vote in the national elections scheduled for next month. But he says the insurgency is still a problem. He just heard bad news from a doctor at a provincial clinic he visited last week.
We had a rather warm reception at his hospital, but he said that, gee, after you guys left, I got a letter threatening myself and my family, and one of my physicians was shot and after you left, and we want to work together, but we're scared.
Captain Williams' tour of duty ends Friday, and he expects to be back home in Marshfield soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.